No one's reading anymore anyway, right? It's all about the screen and what's on it, where critic Andrew Wallenstein has spotted two new series from a black perspective.
It's hard enough to find good comedy on TV these days, but one with black performers that tackles issues relating to race? I could count them on one hand and still have fingers left over. But as Reverend Jesse Jackson would say, keep hope alive. Two new shows could ease the shortage. And in an added twist, they put a black face on styles of programming we've come to identify with the Caucasian persuasion. Starting tonight, Comedy Central has something that may finally let viewers forget about the corrosively brilliant Chappelle Show. It goes by the ever-so-subtle title of Chocolate News. And though it has its share of sketch comedy, the format more readily brings to mind the channel's reigning mock newscasts, The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. The fake anchor on Chocolate News is David Alan Greer. He's a veteran comedian remembered best from In Living Color, the series that gave Dave Chappelle an awfully high bar to leap over as sketch comedy goes. Greer was a standout then, and he still is now, as you'll hear in his inspired recreation of what a Maya Angelou poem might sound like at a President Obama inauguration.
I christen you Hosanna, Obama! Brown bomber, dark angel, black knight, I pronounce you prince, king, pharaoh. Obama, as your spiritual mama, I bid you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and sweet dreams. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Freedom!
If this country ends up with its first black president, it will be interesting to see how a black comedian charged with satirizing current events approaches the subject. Greer is more than up to the task. He may not have Chappelle's edge, but he is a far better sketch performer. Another budding comedy comes from the reality genre. Maybe you've seen the Bravo franchise Real Housewives, which follows various groups of flamboyantly wealthy and white mothers. Two different incarnations of the show are set in Orange County and New York, and now a third that just began with a predominantly black cast in Atlanta. A better name for Real Housewives might be Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless. These people are so wealthy they've lost any sense of being, well, sensible. And that's where the comedy comes in. Just listen to Atlanta's Cherie waxing philosophical about handbags.
You kind of want that handbag that you are not going to see somebody else walking down the street in. You want that exclusivity, regardless if it's $5,000, $8,000.
You ready for your total?
I was upper middle class growing up, but I left that behind for upper class. In Atlanta, they're all about what you're driving, where you're living. I'm fashion, I'm style. And if they can't keep up, then that's their problem.
Just when I thought no one could be loonier than the ladies of Orange County, Atlanta puts them to shame. In a strange way, it feels almost progressive to witness a portrayal of black wealth that isn't flattering. The NAACP might disagree. Come to think of it, they may not care for Chocolate News much either. But at least between these two shows, the civil rights group has something to worry about.
Critic Andrew Wallenstein, he's deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.